Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your ASNA Edge afternoon market wrap-up. And prices for most items were fairly subdued to close out the week. We did see a nice break in crude oil, but it did bounce off the lowest levels of the day. Grain prices were generally pretty quiet. December corn finished at 667. That's down a half a cent. March corn at 669 and a quarter, that was up a quarter cent. January beans 1027 and a half, that's up 10 and a half. March soybeans at 1432 and a half, up 10 and three quarters. March wheat in Chicago 820 and a quarter, that was down 4 and three quarters. March at 924 and a half, that was down 4 and a half. Minneapolis wheat for March at 958 and three quarters, that was down 3 and a quarter. January rice at 1778 was up 6. December cotton 85.16, that was down 188. It did trade as low as 84.18, so we did see some buying. The December contracts are just about into first notice day for most items. March cotton at 83.78 was down 150. February live cattle 155.70, that was up 30. January feeders 180.22, that was up 25. February lean hogs at 89.67 was down 113. Looking at January orange juice at 201.15, that was up 15. Crude oil 80.19, down $1.21. We traded as low as 77.59. This was the first probe below the $80 level we'd seen in about 6 weeks. And as we can see, when it got below $80, we did manage to find some buyers, and they came in pretty fiercely here. We're looking at an OPEC meeting coming up on December 4th. We also have the Russian oil situation in Europe, which there will be some embargoes and price controls coming into play in December, so we should probably expect some volatility, probably to the upside, coming in the crude oil market in the coming weeks. January diesel at 340.03, that's up 33. January unleaded at 235 was down 475. January natural gas at 676, that's up 2. Gold at 1765.10 was down $2.70. Silver finished at 2112, that is down 4 cents. The dollar index at 106.95 was up 27. Dow Jones Industrial Average at 33,745 was up 199. S&P 500, 39,65, that was up 19. NASDAQ Composite, 11,146, that was up 1 point. So, again, we're starting to get that holiday feel coming into the markets. Not a lot of big reports next week, except on Wednesday when we do get a big batch of inflation numbers right in front of the Thanksgiving holiday. Interest rates for the 2-year at 4.52 were up 7 basis points. The 10-year at 3.82 were up 6 basis points. The 30-year at 3.91 were up 4. This is Sterling Smith from sunny but cold Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great weekend, and go Chiefs.